Facing the Mediterranean, the city of Sousse used to welcome its fair share of tourists. But numbers of foreigners have dwindled in the past few years. Combined with the rising cost of living, Tunisians are struggling, and some blame the state.
Before the pandemic, work was good. There were tourists. We used to employ three or four people. Everyone was happy. Business was good and everything was available. But now there is no work and everything is expensive.
In one of the city's markets, both vendors and shoppers have noticed a rise in the cost of almost all food items.
Prices are not affordable and poor people are not able to survive. Some buy chicken only once a month. The state is to blame for all of this. It is out of control.
Analysts say the government has made mistakes in recent years and now the economy is struggling as a result.
We have a deep recession or stagnation of the economy. We have lost tens of thousands of companies. We have lost thousands of jobs also, and in spite of all that, we have high inflation.
This economist doesn't think the vote will change anything.
We know that most political parties are boycotting those elections. They're considering that they don't mean anything, in fact. And when we read the constitution, we see that the parliament is going to have very limited powers, almost unexisting powers. So why go through this process?
Politics is far from the minds of many Tunisians. They're more worried about how to afford the next meal. Assad Beg, Al Jazeera.